okay. The best would start the start next week and then it'll be faster. My says I'm a pistol army back, I'm a iska bun but so with us last night. Shinus and Tchum Shabbos, or the Beis Medrash is altogether called the Tchum. It's a Tchum B'fnei Atzmei. Anyway, you weren't with us in the Beis Medrash. The Boiler and Mili Mal Yosef. We had a very interesting Shaila. Omar, my Mili Mal Yosef. What was this Mili Mal Yosef? Amalei, we were down the following question. Hadar b'chotzer chaver shloimi daiter. Tzorach v'halis l'schar ein tzorach v'ein tzorach. When he lives in somebody else's chotzer shloimi daiter, you have to give him a schar in that. What's the case? You lay me the fact that the lake came of the agro of the gaffer, the lake of the mega, zelloy nene, zelloy chosa. So there was nothing to talk about. There was no hano and there was no chisar. Ela the chosa of the came of the agro, the gaffer, the other the mega. So when zen nene, zelloy chosa. So when the body is high, that's a regular case of nene. When chicha the chosa of the lake came of the agro, the gaffer, the other the mega. My. Mots yom le my chisatich. It wasn't a chassil, so I don't have to pay. They do my motzi omar. Oh, his highness. But you were nene. You were nene nonetheless. Zen nene v'zeloi chos. The merchant speaks out three cases. Two are poshut and one is the bai. Cases that are poshut are zeloi nene v'zeloi chos. That's a bai. Nothing to talk about. It's potter. Zen nene v'zeloi chos. Certainly chayit. That's a regular nene. No different than all the other cases of the Mishnah, all the other cases of Nene that we have. The Shaila is Zen Nene v'Zen Loi Chosa. The theory, there's a fourth case. What if it was Zen Chosa v'Zen Loi Nene? The Gavra was Le'ov of the Megar, but the Chosa was Chaim Al-Agra. That's a discussion in Shaila. Chosa says that's also not, that's for sure not Chaya. If you're not Nene, there's nothing to talk about. The whole Chiyah was a Chiyah of Nene. The guy was Chosa. So if he was chaser, so you're not chayav as mazik, because Tesis it's only a gom. So Tesis inside me, zayn enev zayn chaser. I feel the chaser the chayim al aver el agro the gav the gaver the over the loy over the mega have much lemeim of the potter. That's also possible that it's potter. Came in shaloi net since the maisi wasn't it. After we should go and have some chaveri, how you would go and have some to the bala chaser. It says that's not that's by itself is not a mechayav. That feel gir shei chaveri mi basic with no galus before them. Ain zayl the gom of the alma. That's a drama. You lock somebody out of his chotzer, even out of his bias. So we have to stay in space and spend the night in the hotel. So fine, so you're mechassim, but you're mechassim b'derech drama. That's not as mazik, you're not chayiv. The shaila here is to be chayiv as nene. So the aleph base to be chayiv as nene is that you have to be nene. If you're nene, there's nothing to talk about. The very straightforward thesis. The mice of the riff is chayiv. The riff holds that the goings beside, the riff holds that zech chotzer, zeh loy nene, v'zech chotzer is chayiv. Why should that be? The riff needs the riff is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. This Yosef on the riff is a rush. Yeah, we'll see. But just to know that that's a big shaila. Yeah. So it's not so clear in the Gemara. The nice maskanis the Gemara the halacha. It's a shaila in the Gemara, but. The halacha we hold said zen enev zel chaser is potter. Why does it spell out so much? Why should it have to be potter? If there's a chiyav nene, we talked already at length. There's such a thing as a chiyav nene. So what does it matter if the guy is chaser? We're not trying to mechayev you as mazik. Coming to mechayev you as chaser. I'm sorry. Coming to mechayev you as nene. So to the chiyav nene, what difference does it make whether the bialim were chosser or not? So this is a major discussion in Kerem Shani. The Pnei Yeshua, very famous Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua learns that the pshat is as midas stein. The Gemara topic is as midas stein. I have a concept of kofin on midas stein. It's a Gemara Baba Basra. We're going to have to look at the Gemara Baba. I should have brought a Gemara Baba Basra. We're going to have to take a look at the Gemara Baba Basra. Yeah. I'll leave the second little grand.
What? That's also Babas.
The Gemara is the concept of Kaifin al Midas time. The Gemara there is talking about a case where you have Achim Shechalko, they're dividing up a field that they inherited from their father. And normally they would make a girl how to divide the field. It happens to be that one of the brothers has a field of his own adjacent to this field. So he would much rather get the part of the Sodder that's adjacent to his field. He's a bar mitzvah of them. So he's asking the brothers that they should, instead of making a girl and just dividing it arbitrarily, they should give him the chalek that's samuch to his mates. So we'll see more in detail, but they're not losing, it's just a girl. I mean, all the chalek, they're dividing the sod anyway into equally valuable chalokim. It's not like one chalek was more valuable than the other. So they're not losing by allowing him to take that chalek. And he's nene. So if they were to say, no, we insist on having a girl, despite, you know, just because we don't like the way you look, we want to have a girl anyway, even though it wouldn't hurt us, no skin off our nose so that would be a midas time. So kaifin al midas time, but kaifin not to go with midas, not to do midas time. Maaser Rav Yosef, there is chaylik. Rav Yosef says that we're not, in that case, we're not kaifin al midas time. We'll have to take a look why Rav Yosef is chaylik. Halacha, there's like Rav Yosef. But the Akhapanim, you see, there's a concept in the world called Kaifin al Midas Stein. So Yeshua says that's the Pshat over here as well. Zenen of Zelichoser will be a Midas Stein to be Tavayim, because you're not Choser anyway. So Kaifin al Midas Stein, that's why Zenen of Zelichoser is Potter. That's the Sheet of Yeshua. And the emphasis is that in Taisus, there in Baba Basra, Dafidal and Mabez, that's the Sugi over there. Taisus brings a Ritzvah, a Mufurish, that Zenen of Zelichoser is asked Kaifin al Midas Stein. Like the Pnei Yeshua. We'll see Mr. Shemin going forward also, then the Tshuva Sarosh also is Mufurish like the Pnei Yeshua. But the reason for Zen Enev is Elei Chosr is because Kaifin al Midas Stein. It could be that in Rashi there's also Remisa to this, although I think there may be steers in Rashi. But Rashi there in the Gemara of Basra, when the Gemara says Kaifin al Midas Stein, so Rashi's Lashon is. Sorry, it's not Yadar and Beis. It's Yibbez and Beis. Rashi's lashon over there is al midas stein. The deeper masculine is al midas stein. Dr. Rashi, zen enev is elei chaser. It's not mamish muchuch. Doesn't necessarily mean that Rashi just could be that Rashi doesn't necessarily mean that Rashi saying that the lumbus of Agamara is also with midas stein. He's not talking about Agamara. He might just be explaining the mitzias why over there is an midas stein. Rashi borrows an expression from Agamara. It's a midas toim because the achem are not chaser by doing the chalukka this way. And the brother who's the bar mitzvah, so he's nene. So it'd be a midas toim not to do the chalukka the way that he wants. It doesn't mean that Rashi's saying, Rashi might just be borrowing the expression. It's not necessarily that's the pshat in Agamara. But it's certainly suggestive that Rashi learns that midas toim and zen nene v'zalei chaser are connected. In Rashi, Rashi doesn't mention anything about midas toim. Maybe in Rashi, in Rashi, not that way. But upon it, it's certainly a shita, Pnei Yeshua. And he was mechavan to the, it's surprising as I mentioned, but the Farish and Ritzvah in the Taisus over there in Baba Basra. So first we need to understand what this means. Like, what is it? It's a different kind of case. The case in Baba Basra, we're talking about l'chatchila, how to divide up the field. So then we have kaifin al midas toim to do the chalukka this way, not to do the other chalukka the other way. Well, the Nidin is not l'chatchila whether we should let him stay in the chatzah. The Nidin is, having stayed in the chatzah, can you be tevei him als nen? It's not exactly the same. So what's the analogy exactly for midas toim? So it would be tempting to say that the analogy is that you can't be tevei him the money for having stayed in the field, in the chatzah, because if he would have come and asked, you would have had to give it to him, you would have to let him stay for free. Well, that's the guy came knocking on your door. And he said, look, you're not using this chatzah anyway, and I need a place to stay for the night, so let me stay here for the night. It's not going to cost you any money anyway. I'll be nene, you won't be chaser. So maybe, as kaifin al midas toim, we would say, oh, you have to let him stay for free. Well, if l'chatchila you would have to let him stay for free, then you can't turn around afterwards and charge him. You can't charge him for something that if he would have asked, you would have to give it to him for free. So the chori could say, maybe that's the pshat over here in this sheet in Rishayim. But it's probably not true. I don't think that's true. Because all the Rishayim say, Taisus says it by us, and Taisus over there says it in the Baba Basra as well, and the Tshuva Saros says it. All the Rishayim say that lechatchila, and it's come back implicit in the more later on top of Kofalik Moral, that by Hektish Shalei Ludask, Hektish Midask, Hektish Shalei Ludask, Hedid Midask Domi, that if the guy would come and ask me, can I stay in your chotzer, you could say no.
Then you end up losing since no one would
wander
in from because they know that they could just come.
No, we're talking about a chotzer deloy kaimel agra. We're talking about a chotzer deloy kaimel agra. I never rent out this field. I have a house that's standing there empty. I have a chotzer that's standing there empty. So that's the case. That's the case that we're talking about. Zen enev zel chotzer. So the guy comes knocking on the door. He's a gavra dov lemega, but he doesn't have a place to stay tonight. So he comes knocking on my door. He says, "Look, you don't rent out your chotzer anyway. So let me stay in your chotzer for free." What does it matter? What does it bother you that I should stay in your chutzah for free? So the Rishonim say, the Tosfos says beferish in the top of the Mibbeis that shiny hocha. We're not going to talk right now. Never mind what Tosfos is busy with over there. But Tosfos says shiny hocha sheyochol lemayne mitchila miloda beveisa. He had a right lechatchila to tell him don't live in my house. That doesn't go to midastayim. But that does not impinge on midastayim. Midastayim does not mean that if a guy comes and says, I want to stay in your chutzah, you have to let him stay in your chutzah. That you don't have to do. Shaynim will say that. Shaz, why takanat? What happened to Zen and Evazel Chutzah? He's Nana, I'm not chutzah, so why don't I have to let him stay in my chutzah? So apparently, that's a separate halach, I think. That my possessions, I could do it the way what I want. I don't want people sleeping in my chutzah. I don't have to give a reason. By definition, it's my chutzah. You don't have to make your house, you know, Rav Chaim Brisky, you don't have to make your house hefker to the whole world. You want to be Rav Chaim Brisky, it's very nice, but there's no chiyas. It's not a mitzvah for a person to say, this is private property. You want to stay in my private property? I don't have to. I'm not mechuyev to let you sleep over my private property. It's not the same as the Gemara of Basra. The Gemara of Basra was just doing a chalukah. Doing a chalukah is not in my property. Shalas, how to do the chalukah? This way, that way. What does it matter to me if the chalukah goes ahead or the chalukah goes ahead? The chalukah goes this way, the chalukah goes that way. It's the same chalukah, east way. So then you can say, kaifel mitzvah. You want to make a girl? Why insist on a girl if he's going to be chaser? But once the property belongs to you, and now the guy says, I want to stay in your property for free, I'm not mechuyev to let you stay in my property for free. That's not a midastayim. For a person to say, it's my property, I want to do with it the things that I want to do with it. So what are the Rishonim saying over here? That it's him, but the Maaseh of the Tosfos says in Baba Basra. And Tosfos Baba Basra also says this. I mean, it's not the same deeper in Tosfos, and maybe it doesn't have to stim. But Tosfos Baba Basra also says this, that... That they're not mechuyev. The person's not mechuyev to let somebody stay in his chutz. Yeah, and it's emes kamadi gemara mefreshes. The gemara in our sugya. The gemara talks about a hektish. We want to bring raya from hektish. That you see the zen of zele chaser is chayev. The gemara says no, because there's a case that's called the meila. You guys should see the whole sugya really. But the gemara talks about a case of where you're being meiled the hektish in a way that hektish is not chaser. So you're. But it's still called the Yemayel. If you're Nene, it's still called the Yemayel. So what happened to Zen Nene Vizeli Chaser? Why is that called the Me'ilah Behektish if Hektish isn't Chaser? So the Gemara says, Hektish Shaloi Midas is Gehedit Midas. Hektish always, so to speak, is Makbid. So it's like a Hedit to his Makbid. Hektish, even if they're not Makbid, it's as if they were Makbid. Here, you don't know. You're Shaloi Midas. Hektish knows this thing is Shaloi Midas. So it's Kilo that it's the Kilo Hektish didn't give permission. But it's like a person Midas. So it's unfortunately more. Midas, person doesn't have to give permission. Kaifel midastayim doesn't mean you have to give permission. It means shaloi midas. If you somebody stayed there, shaloi midas. That's the lashon gemara. Hadar b'chatz zechaver shaloi midas. So that's the shaloi zayin enev zayin chaser. But midas, he asked me. Now we have to say yes. So if that's the case, then what is the so? Then what's pshat in this shita that the reason why I can't be tevayim is because kaifel midastayim. So the chayyur of pshat is that this is a different kind of kaifel midastayim. There's two different kaifel midastayim. I mean, they're obviously connected in the fact that they're both midastayim. But it's a different case of midastayim. The midastayim of the Gemara of Basra is in regard to chaluk. You know, that's a given. I don't have to give my. I don't have to let you use my property. I'm not mechuyev. It's my property. I could do ketzoni shvish. I could do with it whatever I want. The Gemara, but where that doesn't apply, then there's a concept of zen and evzalei chaser. So in the case of Baba Basra, we're not asking you to let somebody use your property. Just asking the Shai, we're just being done, how to do the chalukah. So the Midastayim says, do the chalukah in a way that he'll be nene if you won't be chaser. Here's a different nidun. It's not a shayla of using your property. Your property was already used. That's spilt milk. The shayla is now on the tefiyas moment. Can I be tevei him the moment for the fact that he was, can I be tevei him for the fact that he was nene? To be tevei somebody for a hanov from which you were in chaser, that in itself is a Midastayim. It's a different Midastayim than the one over there. It's
It's a different midas time. There it's a midas time in. Here it's a midas time. This kind of tfias moment is a midas time to be tovea somebody. In other words, I don't think we have to make it the same as the Gemara of Basra. It's a different midas time. It's a different rishus. The rishus in the Gemara of Basra is to insist on a chalukah when it wouldn't matter to you not to do the. You insist on a chalukah of a girl when it wouldn't matter to you to do it the way the other guy wants, the way the Bar Metzra wants. The midas time over here is exactly this, to be tovea hana. In a case where you weren't chassid, that itself is the midas taim. Which midas taim is worse? I don't know if you have to decide, but is one midas taim worse than the other? In a way, the midas taim over there is worse because it's mamish, no skin off your ears, no skin off your nose at all. What's the difference if you're going to make the chalukah or not going to make the chalukah? Over here, the being machmed not to do midas taim costs you money, because if you want to be tovei him money, and chayim in that, then you have a right to be tovei him the money. I was saying, no, midas taim, don't be tovea. That's a big chiddush. That's called midas taim. I'm going to lose money by not being a stone person. If I'll be a stone person, I'll make more money. Business is business. So he said, no, kaifel on midas taim. To be tovea hanoah, from which you weren't chaser anyway, that's a midas taim. That's a very big chiddush in midas taim. You don't have that over there. There you're not lecharet suffering a loss. On the other hand, it could be that's, in a way, the midas taim over there is that the midas taim over here is worse. Because over there, I'm not taking into it entirely. I want the chalukah to be done the normal way. I'm not taking the idea. I'm not shaking him down. I want to do the chalukah the way I want to do the chalukah. Okay. The same way I don't have to let you live in my field arbitrarily, so I don't have to let not do the chalukah. This is the way. I have a schus in this field. I don't want to give it up. Let me put it that way. I have a schus to have a girl, a chance in this field. So to let you stam take the field without a girl, maybe that's like giving up my field. It's like letting you live in my field. Shalei midas. I'm shaking over here. I'm taking me to Basin for something that I wasn't chosen from at all. What kind of guy takes people to Basin for hanos that he wasn't chosen from? So maybe that's the worst midas taim. I'm not saying this arbitrarily. Taisus over there, the ritzvah. Taisus over there is busy with taisus above a baster. The taisus with the ritzvah, what he's busy with is taisus akasha. If there's a concept of kaifen on midas taim, the Gemara has a drasha. That a bechor who takes two chalokim gets the two chalokim are given to him adjacent to each other. So the Gemara Taisa says, what do you need a drasha for? Once you give him one chalok, so he's a bar mitzvah on the other chalok, so automatically also midas taim, you have to give it to him. So Taisa springs b'shem the ritzvah that the din of that Gemara of kaifen midas taim is a din derabbanon. Midaraisa, you don't have to. You could really insist on a girl. The pasuk's telling me midaraisa. Midarabbanon, I wouldn't need a. After the derabbanon, I don't need a special din by bechor. Every bar mitzvah, you give it to him. But Taisus, that's not a din deraisa. That's a din derabbanon. Midat Torah, you don't have to be mevater on the girl. Since you have a chance at this field, you don't have to give it up any more than you have to just let somebody stay in your field over it. You know, if you don't want. And Taisus goes on and says, the din of midas taim midaraisa is by zenen evzelechos. That's the ritzvah. So zenen evzelechos, that's already a midas taim midaraisa. The case of the bar mitzvah, the gemara of Basra, that's a midas taim midarabbanon. It's clear in the Ritzvah, he's learning that the midas taim in Agamar is a worse midas taim. And he speaks out, he says, because by the Goyal case, the case in the Gemara of Basra, the same way, there's a malkum to say, I mean, there actually really we would say, I don't have to be mevater on the Goyal. I have a Goyal kind of right. I have a right to have a chance in this field. You want to say, no, I should just let you stay there and take a different field instead. Who says I'm a chuyav to do that? But for me to be teveyu and based in, for hanoah from which I wasn't chaser, that's a midas taim midaraisa. Apparently, that's a worse kind of midas taim. Shimon in Shai Yesha. It's in Perek Gimel. There's different tefusim. Some tefusim it's Perek Chafei, and some tefusim it's Perek Chavav. I think in the old tefusim they made a mistake with the prakim. They have two Perek Yudalev. So by the time they get to Perek Chavav, it says Perek Chafei. Anyway, so you have to know it's in the new tefusim it's Perek Chavav, and the old tefusim it's Perek Chafei. But anyway, Rav Shimon in Shari Yesha is chayuk on this mahalach of the Tnei Yeshua. Kam and Sirishim, so it's Sirishot, but I know Daddy doesn't bring. But he's chayuk on this mahalach of Shimon. He says, he has a kash in his mouth. He says, if Zenen was like Chosr's as Kaifen al Midastoim, so how could it apply to Hekdesh? Because Kaifen al Midastoim is a Kfi al Mitzvahs. We're Kaifen al Mitzvahs. So where we're Kaifen, that's what it's like. The way we're Kaifen on other Mitzvahs. So we're Kaifen on the Mitzvah not to have Midastoim. We're Kaifen al Midastoim is too, to the extent of Midastoim. I mean, not, we're not Kaifen on special Midastoimers. But not to be a midasayim that we're kaifa. It's kfiyala mitzvahs. Hektish is not a bar kfiyala mitzvahs. So hektish. So but in Agamar it's avoid the din of kaifa midasayim applies even by hektish, because Gemara compares the din of meila. That's what I mentioned before. The Gemara compares the bottom of chafam adveis. The Gemara compares being nene from hektish to the din of zene nene v'zelichos. What does kaifa midasayim have to do with hektish? And by the same token, yes, Rav Shimon, the Gemara has it by Ketanim. By the Gemara's case, also the Hemshech Chasud, the Gemara is a case of Ketanim. We bring Nenefim from property of Ketanim, and the Gemara there also wants to apply the Din of Zen Nenef as a Chasud Ketanim, and not Bnei Kfi Al Mitzvahs. They're not Bnei Bevin Mitzvah altogether. So how is it pass B'chal Din of Zen Nenef? How does it pass Din of Kaifan Amid Estoy by Hektish and by Ketanim? Chorot's a Kash of Tayyitzin, Kash on the Ritzvah, Kash on this Mahalach. So we have to say, I think this is the rate that the al kochach the ritzvah the Pnei Yeshua, they'll have to learn that kaifin al midastoyim is not merely a kfiyal al mitzvahs. Kaifin al midastoyim, the lesson of Gemara is the lesson of kaifin, but the reason why we're kaifin al midastoyim is not because we're kaif al mitzvahs. Kaifin al midastoyim is because it's a dinim mamas. It's a chashim mishpatik halach. It's a dinim mamas. The dar bechatzah chaveroi, or the guy, the bar medrash who wants to do the chalukah, he has a tfiyah, he has a real tfiyah's moment that I should be allowed to do the chalukah the way that I want, or I should not have to pay for the hanah that I took, because otherwise it'll be a midastoyim. Doesn't matter if you're a bar medrash, even if the bialim is a cotton, so there's no, we're not kaifim ala mitzvahs, not mitzvahs, chayshim nishmah. I have a right to, you can't be, to, you, in din, you can't be tovei me. The Torah ruled out tzvias that are stoim the ketvias. You can't be tovea by zen enev zelich chaser. The Torah said you can't be tovea zen enev zelich chaser. Lamad oma that you can't that zen enev zelich chaser is potter. You can't be tovea zen enev zelich chaser the hanov zen enev zelich chaser if the tvia would be a stoim the ketvia. So go to stoim and be tovea. But in Arba Dinim you can't make such a tvia. Akapanim Reb Shimon doesn't like this mahalach of midas time. Reb Shimon says a whole different mahalach. And Shimon says that the reason why Zenenev like Chaser is Potter, nothing to do with me this time. So the reason why Zenenev like Chaser is Potter is because since in order to be Chaya for being Nene, there has to be a Tevea. Somebody has to be Tevea me for being Nene. How do I know that that's true? That somebody has to be Tevea me for to have a Chaya of Nene? Moran Chula, Moran Shainly Tevea. The Gemara says that if you're oichel matnas kuna, you're potter because it's mom and she'ain le toivim. Nobody could be tevei. Nobody could be tevei. But I was nana. So you see, in order to be chayev for being nana, you need two things. A, I have to be nana. That's the mice of a chayev. But that's not enough. You also have to have that. You also have to have that there's a tevei. He says there's zen nana was like chaser is potter. The man dama that is potter. The halacha that is potter. Because in order to be tevei, I have to be chaser. If I'm not chaser, I don't have a right to be tevei. Like sounds like something we have like in secular, you know, to have standing in court to bring a case, you have to be a chos. Like when the president was elected, so there was the whole nidun because of the emollium clause in the constitution. He has hotels and he's going to be making money off of his people, diplomats staying in his hotel. And there's an emollium clause in the constitution that you're not allowed to be nana from, not allowed to be nana from your from office. So they said that it can only go to court if somebody could show that they're chaser. If some other hotel could show that they were chaser by people staying in his hotel, then they could go to court. Otherwise, nobody could take him to court because that's apparently a rule. You have to be, you know, they want to convey him to be nana, but somebody has to be chaser. If they're not chaser, they can't take him to court. So the Shimon says that's the pshat in zeh nana chaser. So nobody was chaser. If you're not chaser, then you can't be tevei. So in echram you take a nana. There is a ma'aser machayev. Without a tefillah, there's nothing to talk about. Shimon wants to say that this is pshat in the Tosfos in the Sugya. The Rambam is a very beautiful thing. Even though we're a little bit getting ahead of ourselves in reading through the Sugya, but this is the whole Yisoid of Shimon. I mean, this is his basis for saying this pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara has like this. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that Zenen of Zele Chosa from the case of Hamakas Chaveroi mi Sholosh Chosa, Mishnah Baba Basra. You have two people. One person has a field, so Shimon has a field, and then Reuben has a field. So Reuben's field surround Shimon's field. And you have the guy in the middle, call him the Nikif. And then there's a guy who has fields all around him, he's the Makif. Shah, from three sides, from four sides, we'll get more into the details later when we get there. So the Gemara is Medayik, and then so Rabbi Yossi says that in Omad Nikif, the Goder is there. So the Gemara says like this. The fellow who had the fields on the outside, he built a geder to keep out behemoths. And then he comes to the Nikif, the guy in the middle, and he said he wants him to pay, because he also benefits from this geder. Because since when the Makif makes a geder, it's good for him, but it's also good for the Nikif, because that geder is going to help for him also. Shalom Yishayim, where was this geder? Was it over here, in the perimeter between them? Was it on the outside? Let's say for the time being that it was on the outside. So the Makif made a geder from three ruchos. So he keeps out the behemoths from the world from coming in. And then he comes to the Nikif and he says, "Look, it's good for you too, because you also don't want behemoths coming in from the street." So but on the other hand, the Gemara says it's Zenen. So the Gemara considers this a case of Zenen and Zelech Chosin. Reuben was gonna, the Makif was gonna make the Gdorim anyway. He needed to make the Gdorim anyway. It's not. He also doesn't want the payments coming in. He's making the gdorim for himself. He's going to make them anyway. But the mice, the nikkut has benefit. So it's zenen v'zele chaser. So the Mishnah says that he's potter. The nikkut is potter. And the Gemara, the nikkut is potter. Well, at this point, there's no benefit because it's from sholosh u'chaser. So far, no benefit accrued anyway because the payments can come in. But then it says, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yisrael Emer, im amad nikkut v'gadar seravias. If the Nikif went and made and finished it off and made and was going to the Ruach Revius, so then Megadol and all of us are killed. Then he has to pay for his share on the other three walls as well. So when the Nikif goes and he makes the fourth wall and he closes off the fourth side, let's say the Makif made over here also. I think that's if the Makif made over here by the shoulders, and but he wasn't going to. And then the Nikif came, and the Nikif was going to the fourth wall. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Omad Nikif, a Goder is Revius, Megalgan, Olav, Sakal. So the words Medayek, Omad Makif Potter. It's only because the Nikif closed off the fourth side. But if the Makif made the Geder from all four sides, then the Nikif would be Potter. Says the more, oh, Zenenev, Zoy Chosr is Potter. Is it right? Zenenev, Zoy Chosr is Potter. Because when the Makif makes the wolf from all four sides, the Nikif has Hanot. But the Makif is not Chosr. So the more says, oh, it's a right that Zenenev, Zoy Chosr is Potter. Where's Deichel writing? Where's it? No, maybe it's not the same. Maybe the Makif is Chosr. Because the Makif could say to the Nikif, if you weren't here, my property would be smaller. I wouldn't have to make such a large, my perimeter would be smaller, and I wouldn't have to make such a large getter. So I had to make such a large getter partly because you are taking up area in the middle of my properties. So I was Chosr on your account. So it's not analogous. But Kavadim Lechatchil, the Gemara wants to say that this is a case of Zenen of Zele Chosr. That's why Omid Makif is Potter. So Tosfos asks, "Well, if it's Zenen of Zele Chosr, so why? So why is it? What does it matter if I'm a Nikif? What's the difference between Omad Makif and Omad Nikif? Just like if I'm a Makif, you're Potter, the Nikif is Potter because Zenen of Zele Chosr. Because he was Nene, but the guy wasn't Chosr. What does it matter if the Nikif made the fourth wall? You can still say to the Makif, yeah, fine. So I made a fourth wall. I was Megaladas, that I'm happy about the walls. That's what Rashi says. I was Megaladas, that I'm happy about the walls." So Tosfos asks, who cares if he's happy about the walls? The Dar B'chatzer Chaver Shlomidaita is also happy. Happy doesn't make a difference. You know, who cares about happy? We want to know where you're chasim. But every Zenit was a chasim like that. Every Dar B'chatzer Chaver Shlomidaita, the Dar B'chatzer Chaver was Megal of Das that he's happy to have had a place to stay for the night. That's not a reason to be chayiv. At the end of the day, it's Zen and Evazel Echosim. So Tosfos asks, if, like the Gemara originally thought, this is a case of Zen and Evazel Echosim, and that's why Omer Makif is Potter, because the Makif wasn't Chosim, and the Gemara's Doichel, he was Chosim, but the Chatkil Gemara thinks it's a case of Zen and Evazel Echosim, so what difference does it make if Omer Nikif? It's still, so fine, the Megillah, the Nikif was Megal Adas, so what? But at the end of the day, it's still Zen and Evazel Echosim. So Tosfos answers, try to see the Tosfos inside. Time of the Nikif Amakif Potter. Let's skip a couple lines. Vim Timer, Vizenen, if Zelich Hosse Potter, if you love Nikif Nami, what's the difference? So Tosfos answers, Vish Lemai, Shiny Omad Nikif, the Goli Daiti, the Nikhale Bahitso. He was Megalad asked, not just that he's happy to have a fence. Every Dabah Chosse Chaver is happy to have a Hano. He was Megala Das that he's Nichele to spend money. He's willing to spend money on the fence. The Dor B'chatzah Chaveri is Megala Das that he wants to sleep there, but he's not Megala Das that he wants to spend money. Not that much, not. Here, the Nikif was Megala Das, not just that he's happy that there are fences. He's Megala Das that he's willing to spend money to have a fence. So then everybody Megala Galanova Sakha. That's the Tosfos. Effect of Shimon, yeah.
Maybe you can say that before, since he didn't care about this fence,
yeah.
We can say, like in the Ketubot, that we said, I was just about to fast, like I can fast, so I'm not going to pay them the hana. So the same thing here, I don't care if these animals coming in. But now that he's Megali Dad, that he cares about it.
Hold on, you're right, but it needs to be, you're right, Betsy. Hold on, but anyway, Fret of Shimon, so Shimon asks, who cares if he was Megali Dad that is Nikolai Baitsois? But at the end of the day, fine, so you have a bigger level of Gilui Das. Before you just said a Gilui Das that he was Nichalei in the Hanok. Now it seems there's a Gilui Das, but Omer Nikif is a Gilui Das that is Nichalei in the Hitzoyz. So what? So it's a bigger Nichalei. At the end of the day, it's still Zen Nenev is Elechosa. So why should it? It still shouldn't matter. Zen Nenev is Elechosa. Says Rav Shimon. He says an amazing shot in Tosfos. He says, you know what happens when his Gilui died to the Nichalei by Hitzoyz? Now he's showing that even if the Makif had not built the fence, he would have paid and built the fence. Right? That's what it means. Goli daita de Michalei Beitzos. He's Megaladas, that it's important enough to him to have a fence that he's willing to spend money on the fence. So that means, what if the Makif had not built any fences? He would have built the fence all around. So if he would have built the fence all around, so then it's not, and now the Makif did it and saved him the expense of three sides. So it's not merely that he's Nene. He's more than Nene. What is he? The Nikif. Mishtashu. The Nikif saving money in the bank. Remember the Tzoyce's distinction from Warren Chulun. There's Nene, and then there's Mishtashu. Mama saved money. The IRS is coming to collect, and they would have come after you, and instead you gave them the Matnas Kuna. That's money in the bank. That's Mishtashu. Says Rav Shimon, that's the shot of the Tosfos. Omad Makif, so it's Zen Nenev Zelechosa. But it's only the shot of Nenev. Nenev Zen Nenev Zelechosa. But Omad Nikif, Goli Daiti, the Nikolai Baitsois, he shows that he would pay for a fence anyway. So that means he's Mamas saving money in the bank, it becomes Mishtashile. If it's Mishtashile, I don't care that the Makif is not Chosa. Why not? So he says, because for Mishtashile, you don't need a Tevet. By Nene, you need to have a Teveya. By Mishtashli, you don't need to have a Teveya. And how do you know that that's true? That's Mamash thing, Moran Chul. What does Moran Chul say? Moran says, Mazik Matnas Kuno, or Oichel Matnas Kuno, even though you're Nene, you're Potter, because it's Mamun Shein Le Tovim. But if it's Mishtashli, you're Chayiv, we don't say, oh, but it's still Mamun Shein Le Tovim. The answer is, when it's Mishtashli and it's money in the bank, you don't need to have a Tfil. That's the Pshat and Tosfos, beautiful Pshat and Tosfos. Close mind, it's not Omad Nikif, so it's only Nene. Nene, you have to have a Teveya. Zen Nene was like Chosu, that's good for the vote of Zen Nene was like Chosu. Since the Makif wasn't Chosu, he can't be Teveya. But the minute the Nikif is Megaladas, the Nikhle Beitzois, So now it becomes Skolik Daita Mikhle Vetsois. That means now he's a Mishtashile. That's the Gemara in Chulin. Mishtashile doesn't need to have a Teveya. You don't need to have a Teveya, then there's no reason to pat. Who cares about Chosah? You only need Chosah to have standing to be Teveya. Well, you don't need to be Teveya. The Nikif has money in the bank that came from the Makif. He has to return it. It's like a Shabbos Aveda. Yeah, he got money in the bank because the Makif spent money. That's Mishtashile. Mishtashile, you don't need to have a Chosah. I mean, even if the Makif wasn't Chosah. The Nikif has money in the bank that came from the Makif. He has to give it back. Mishtashile, you don't need to have a Teveya in order to, because it's Mimani Gabach, you don't need to have a Teveya. That's the Yisoy. Nikif is a Nene, is a Maisa Machayev, like Mazik, like, so you need a Teveya. Moment Shein Letovim, even if you're Mazik, broke somebody's window, but nobody knows who it belongs to, so it's, or whatever, you broke a window of Manus Kuna somehow or something. So nobody knows who it belongs to, so it's Moment Shein Letovim, you may be a Mazik, but it's Moment Shein Letovim. But if you have it, when it's Mimani Gabach, you know, you have a money gabach that belongs to Shevet Kuna, so you have to give it back to Shevet Kuna. It doesn't matter if anybody's Tevayim. So Shem says that's the pshat here in the Tosfos as well. So this is the aside, and this pshat in the Tosfos, Shem builds his pshat in the Gemara that the reason why Zen and Zoy Chaser is potter is because it's the equivalent of Mamash and Tevayim. If nobody's Chaser, then nobody could be Tevayim. If nobody could be Tevayim, then it's potter. The Mishtash and Takachai. That's of Shimon's mouth. If of Shimon is right, then it comes out we have a machlokes between Tosfosim, because Tosfosim Baba Basra the Ritzvah says beferish that Zen Enev Zoy Chaser is potter al Smidistoy, and of Shimon's reading into this Tosfos over here about time of Doma, the time of the Nikah. Rav Shimon is reading into this Tosfos that Zen Enev is a Chosah's potter for a different reason than Parah. Because it lacks in its field.
So why don't we apply the
Svarah
of Yachol
Esanos
over here then?
Like you said.
I mean,
Nikaf
could just not have been good or.
No, but he was Megalad Das that he doesn't want to be Messiah. He was Megalad Das that he actually spends money to build the fence. So he's Megalad Das that he was going to build the fence regardless. So he saved money by only having to build one side and not having to build three sides.
Okay, but he also probably wanted to have food, so I'm saying...
No, if a guy sits down and eats supper, then he can't say he's Yochel Lissanis. I mean, I don't know exactly what the case is analogous. Yochel Lissanis means that even though I ate the Matnas Kuna, but you can't say that I'm richer, because if there wasn't Matnas Kuna around, I would have gone hungry. I wouldn't have gone to the store to buy food. There's food here for free on the table, so that I ate. But who says I would have gone out to eat? And who says I would have gone out and bought food? Over here, the nikkah spent money. So he's megalad das, and he's nikkah by itself. Yeah, of course, a dying ish logan, maybe that's the sugi, but this is a complicated sugi of a basra, not makif and nikkah. There's still as far as to say. Maybe the nikkah only spent money because he's getting four for the price of one. But if he would have known that he's going to have to pay for all, for, you know, for two walls, or for half of four, which is two walls, maybe that he wouldn't have done. He's going to pay, build one wall, and then get three for free. But to be a shutif in all four walls, maybe Abkhali Kaki's not willing. Yeah, so Nechanam, that's done in the world of Vasu. So that's not our sin. But this Mandomar, Yesi, who says that going back to Nikol Beitzois, you know, at this stage of the Gemara, that's the story. If he's willing to spend money on one wall, it's a Gili Das that he would have been matched from all four sides and he would have spent money on it, and he's saving the money in his Mishtasha. Yeah, Yesh Lagas, you know, we'll have to see. Is that the only way to read this Tosfos? Maybe there's other Malachim in the Tosfos. But certainly a very beautiful Pshat in the Tosfos. I don't saw already. So I probably won't get too far ahead of what the Olam saw. The Olam saw the Gemara Baba Basra. Especially offhand, how many guys saw the Gemara Baba Basra? Okay, so let's start to talk through. Could be that this whole machlokes has shoshim in pshat and Gemara Baba Basra. What does it say there in Gemara Baba Basra? Let's go to the sugya there. Well, it starts off with the case that. Because I told you before, you have a field. The
field, here's the field. And let's say there's two brothers, and one of the brothers bought this field. So he's the bar mitzvah. And now they want to divide the field. And the bar mitzvah, the guy who passed the adjacent field, says that, let's not make a girl, just give me this half. And the other guy says, no, I want to make a girl. So, Omer Rabbi Kigayim Zu Kaifin on the Dislay. It's a Midislay. To insist on a girl of yours is a Midislay. Rabbi Yosef disagrees. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, he can say, I don't know what to call him. Let's say this guy will call him, Reuben. The other guy, obviously, is Shimon now. So Shimon could say, Malina loch kinichsi debei bar Marion. No, I wanna nichsi debei bar Marion. Apparently was famous for having very expensive land. So he says, Malina loch, I'm gonna up the value of this land. I'm gonna treat this land as having the value of nichsi debei bar Marion. And I want a chance at this land that's next to you, because maybe this land I'm looking at this part of the field. Part that's near the metro, I don't look at it as the equal part of the land. I'm looking at that land as next to the by Mary. So therefore, I want to have a girl. And why says the halacha is like Rav Yosef? So he says, what does Rav Yosef mean? What kind of tie is that? But it's not. Obviously, basically, he took the pains to divide the field into equal shares, into equal halves. So what's this tie that that by me it's like next to the by Mary? So here's Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says that Shimon's taina is that you never know. One field might actually, since these are fields, Rashi says that depend on the rain. And sometimes it rains on one field, and sometimes it rains on the other field. And it's really a matter of luck. Which field is going to be more matzliach? And sometimes this field is more misbareches than this field, and presumably vice versa. So therefore, the guy could say, you know, I'm not mevater on my right to this field, because maybe this field will be the better field. So I wanna have a girl, because I want to have a chance at this field, which might turn out to be the better field. Now, obviously, as far as it's a little hard to understand, it's taina, because, yeah, it might turn out that this is the better field, it might turn out that the other one is the better field. Nonetheless, I don't know, you have to say, l'chor, that nonetheless, yeah, he has a taina that... So that's the girl. I'm willing to trust that to the luck of the girl. If it's Bashet, then I should get the better field. But I don't want to be Mabat. It's time to give it to you. Because I don't know. It's time giving it to you. Maybe that's the better field. We'll make a girl so that I have an equal chance at the better field. Yeah, we have no idea which is the better field. But to say for sure, just to give you this field, which for all I know might turn out to be the better field, that's not a midas, according to the Tergez. That's how Rashi learns the Pshat. Taisus is chaylik and Rashi. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't think that that's the pshat. There's a few kashas. Taisus doesn't ask this question exactly that I just asked you. You know, what's the difference to him? The other field might also be better. That doesn't bother Taisus so much. Taisus has other problems with Rashi's pshat. And Taisus therefore learns. Taisus says to Rabbeinu Tam, that's not the pshat. What it means is Shimon says this field is worth more to me. You know why this field is worth more to me? Because I could sell it to you for a lot of money. See that you want. So that means that if I get it, I could charge you a lot of money for this field. So I want that. Well, why should I give that up? You know, nothing personal. Business is business. So Rav Shavuyesi says that's a time. That's not midas taim. Midas taim is if you know I would say astam. You know, wouldn't cost me anything. I, you know, astam of tzilachas. I'm not going to let you have the field. But here's not a midas taim. I want this field, or at least I want a chance. At least it should be a girl. I want a chance. I might wind up with this field. I'll turn around. I'll sell it to you at a profit. I don't know, Brian. I'm not mechuyev to give that up.
I think it was said before. Why then the person was a chaser? He would have been rented out, but now he can say to the person who wants rented out, "Oh, now it's worth more because I can rent it out to you."
Tell me before he was there, after he was there.
Now I realize that someone is willing to sleep there. But now he could say.
Well, anyway, he could say you're not mechuyev to let people sleep in your chaser anyway. But you have a point. I'll tell you in a second. Yeah, you have a point. That's enough. But hold on a second.
Yeah. According to what you're saying, then why is the third case called Rabbi Yosef? Every case should not be. Like in the case of there's one
Oh, so very good. So then, the Gemara then has another case. The Gemara then has another case. We have two fields. There's a few other cases where you have two fields, and they each one have an irrigation ditch. A nagra, it's called. There's an irrigation ditch over here, an irrigation ditch over here, and Rashi learns that this is the same case, and there's a bar mitzvah over here, and he says, I want this field because I'm the bar mitzvah. Reuven says, I'm the bar mitzvah, I want this field. And here already, he says the Gemara, this is already a better case. The way Rashi is going, this is a better case, because these fields are more equal. Because with the rain, you never know where it's going to rain, but these fields both have an irrigation ditch. So here already, it's even better. So Rabbi says, here for sure we're talking on the other side. And Rav Yosef says, no, I argue here too. I don't agree with this case either, because it could happen that one ditch will dry up and the other one not. And again, we don't know which one. It might be this will turn out to be the better field. So still, it's not a midrash story. That's how Rashi consistently learns the Kesugya. Then you realize the final case, well, what if there's two fields and they only have one nagah, which they share? So then there's really no difference between the two fields. So then the word says, then the Bar-Metzra certainly wins. Because these are two totally equal fields. Abai says, maybe even not. Because maybe the guy can say, no, I want you to have separate fields, because if you have separate fields, then you're going to have more workers, and if you have more workers, then they'll watch my field too, it'll be better for me. And the question, no, that's out of time. So if the two fields are equal, then it goes to the Bar Mitzvah. That's a rational learns the Gemara. That's rational Shitose. Of course, that doesn't work according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam, who cares if the fields are equal? The whole point is that the guy can say, but they're not equal, because the field that's next to you is more valuable, because I could turn around and sell it to you at a profit. So Nechanami, Taisha learns that these latter cases in the Gemara are not talking about whether it's a bar mitzvah. Those are totally different cases. Those are cases with no bar mitzvah. It's a different issue altogether. That this one guy wants to go, their argument is, one guy wants, I'll take this field, you'll take this field. Or we'll make a girl, you know. And the other guy says, no. Well, let's say the case with the two nagras. There's a nagra over here, a nagra over here. And one guy says, okay, I'll take one field, you'll take the other field. I'll have a nagra, you'll have a nagra. And the other guy says, no, one of the nagas may dry up, let's cut the fields both in half. And probably the fields are not adjacent, because then otherwise what's the difference? I think the case is the fields are not adjacent. So there's a field over here with a nagra, and a field over here with a nagra, and one guy says, look, I want to have an adjacent field, I don't want two non-adjacent fields. So Rabbi says, oh, that's a big time, I mean, the girl would say, let's just divide up a girl, each field will divide up with the girl. And Rabbi said, no, the guy has a right to, to take a contiguous field. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, one nagra may taka dry up, the guy can say, let's make a girl in each field and divide both fields in half. So then that's going to be sort of off the table. That has nothing to do with the Bar Mitzvah. Kitzur, Rabbi Tam, takes those Gemaras and puts them in a different place entirely. So bottom line, leave those cases of the nagra. So what comes out over here? Bottom line, according to Rashi, let's say I have a case where I have two fields and they really are exactly equal. Or let's say a case in that field. So what if it's batim? There's a bias over here, and a bias over here, and in a chotzer, let's say, and then there's the bar mitzvah's bias. And here there's no rain, doesn't need rain, doesn't need ditches, it's just two houses. Or two chatzeres. So bottom line, is there a taina of kaifel on v'destoyim? So machlekes comes out of machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The Tshuvas Rosh speaks this out for there. That according to Rashi, the bottom line that comes out of the sugi is that even though we pass like a Yosef, that's only in a case where you have some kind of taina that this field might be better than the other field. Maybe it'll rain more on this field. Maybe the ditch in this field won't dry up. So then you could say then we pass like a Yosef that we're not paying for the study. You're right to say I want a chance at this field. Maybe this will turn out to be the better field. But where that's not applicable, when both fields are equally valuable, so then kaifan tak on the study. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if the fields will be exactly alike, or even if it's batim, and there's mamish nothing to choose from, it doesn't matter. We pass like Rav Yosef, we're not going to be kreifen al midastoyim, because the guy can say, they're not equal. The one that's next to you is more valuable, because I can turn a profit on it by selling it to you. So that's what Shimon Sarashi says. This case with batim, or equal, or fields that are like totally equal, it's going to come out, bottom line, la halacha, since we pass like a Yosef, Moses Beveir, Shalacha Kir Yosef, it'll come out that it's a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Rosh there in the Tshuva, it's glad you see the whole Tshuva inside. It's Klal, Tzadik Zayin base. Says the Rosh, he says he has a kashin Rabbeinu Tam. It's a kashin Rabbeinu Tam. Kashin Rabbeinu Tam that you can tie him alin loch kinechse the beit of Barmeri, meaning, what me the sign? I want this field because I want to sell it to you at a profit because you want it so much. Says the Rosh, ask the Rosh the following. If that's the case, kol zen nene vezele chose the kaifen al me the stoim, am my kaifen? Every zen nene vezele chose, where we're kaifen al me the stoim, he means agamar. Every zen nene vezele chose, we're kaifen al me the stoim. What do you mean? Halay chose? Not chose. He's not the bala chose. Is very much chose, because he's chose the moment she yitin lechaveroi b'shil hana osoi. Every darba chaser is shalemi daitoi. Every darba chaser chaver is shalemi daitoi. So what do you think? Zene nevez ale chaser. This guy was nene, and you're not chaser anyway. What do you mean I'm not chaser? I'm chaser a lot. I'm chaser the money that I could be tevei you for sleeping in my field. Yeah, if you would have never slept here, then I wouldn't be chaser. But now that you slept here, here look, I can turn it. I can make a profit. I can now take you to base, and I can make money. So what do you mean I'm not chaser? I'm very much chaser. Says the Shuvas Rosh, it's exactly analogous to the Kitter Rabbeinu Tam. You have two fields, equal chalokim. I'm not, you know, they're exactly the same. We're batim, they're both exactly equal, but they're not equal. They're not equal to me because I would like to get the field that I can turn around and sell to you. So this is kind of the same thing. What do you mean, Zena? You were dor b'chatzah chaver. You slept in my chatzah last night, and I wouldn't have rented that anyway. So I'm not chaser. What do you mean I'm not chaser? Sure, I'm chaser. I'm chaser the money that I want to charge you. Says the Rosh that he thinks Rabbeinu Tam is wrong and Rashi is right. It's a very strong time. It's a very strong time in Rabbeinu Tam. What would Rabbeinu Tam answer?
So in that case, they have egrets to the field,
yeah.
And therefore, well, in the other case, since he doesn't have egrets to the field, now he loses the right to be to the bear.
Yeah.
Maybe in the first case he has the right to be prepared, equal rights. In the case of Tubatim, since they don't have equal rights, then we're not calling it Tzvia.
I'm not following.
In the case of the field, the first case that when the brothers have equal rights to both of the fields, then one brother taking a field from another brother would be a...
Minister.
Because
and therefore
he can be
tovea
that because he had rights to
the
field and you took that from me, therefore I
could
be
tovea. Yeah. Reuben says, "Give it to me. Let's not have a girl. Give it to me. Forget the girl. Give it to me. It doesn't hurt you anyway." And Shimon says, "No, I'm going to insist on having a girl. I'm going to insist on the shuris hadin. You could have a din and say, I'm going to insist on the shuris hadin because even though lechor you could say, what do you mean? What does it cost me?" What do you mean it cost me? It cost me the money I can make off of you. Says the Rosh. So what's the difference by Dor b'chatzah chaver shalom b'daitei? So the Dor says, you weren't renting out the chatzah anyway. So how? What are you going to be teveying me money? What are you being teveying me? It's a mitzvah stone for you to be teveying me for something that you wouldn't have been chaser anyway. Says the Rosh. Yeah, I wouldn't have been chaser I wouldn't have been chaser from elsewhere. I won't be chaser in the sense I'm not going to incur a loss. I didn't incur any loss. But I want to make a profit. That's, in effect, that's Rabbeinu Tam's time. What's Rabbeinu Tam saying? Rabbeinu Tam is saying, it's not in me to stoim, because even though it's true that by making the girl, that by giving the bar mitzvah the field rather than making a girl, you're not incurring a loss. Right? You're inheriting half the field, equal half of the field, that's all you had a right to. If I would never have bought the other field, you would have gotten, it would have made no difference to you. So you're not incurring a loss. But Rabbi Yosef says, the way Rabbeinu Tam understands it, that even if I'm not incurring a loss, Shimon can say, forget losses, I want to make a profit. And if I'll get the field that's next to you, I can turn a profit. But according to Rabbeinu Tam's Havana, what Rabbi Yosef is saying is that there's no midas stoim, even if I have no loss. But if I'm going to lose a profit, then that's not called midas stoim. Ask the Shuvas Rosh. So what's going on in Agamor? Yeah, the Bala Chotzer doesn't have a loss. But you're asking to forgo a profit. He can profit from the fact that somebody was nene from his chotzer. He wants the profit. So how can the Gemara say that it's a midah
son? It's because after the fact that I did shalom.
What does it matter if it's after the fact? But I want to make a profit now. So why do I have to forego a profit for me to stay? But why
Once
should
he,
I matter?
Once he already got the benefit, then that would be me that still to go bring the basin. But if he never got it...
Because I'm taking him to basin, so taking him to basin is... Maybe you could say that taking him to basin is worse. To take somebody to basin to make a profit... To take somebody to basin when you're going to have a loss. But to take somebody to basin... Because you want to have a profit, maybe that's a little, like we said before, maybe that's a little bit worse. But I think it's that could be. Yeah.
So over here, with every God asking me to pay for it, you can't say that. I lost money. You're charging money.
There certainly is no loss, but there's still a profit to be made.
But he wouldn't have paid you.
Well, no, I'm going to take him to Basin. I'll mon him. He was Nana. That's the profit. The profit is I could take you to Basin and add you to value that you were Nana. Basically, I have a right to do it just to meet the stud.
It doesn't matter that by the case of the
Sazos,
this guy is for sure
going to
pay for it.
Who would have paid for it?
I don't know.
The Bar Mitzvah would have paid for it. I don't even know if the Bar Mitzvah would pay for it. The Bar Mitzvah would like to have it. I don't know if he's willing to pay for it. And even if the Chor is the same thing, it's a profit. It's not a loss, but it's not a loss of capital, but you're losing profit. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no midstone. Insisting that I want what's coming to me because I want to make a profit. So again, we could say maybe going to Basin is worse, but I think the pashut answer for Rabbeinu Tam is that Enoch Hanani. Who says Rabbeinu Tam learns that Agamar has anything to do with me to stay? It's first of all in Rosh Hashanah Mefurish, and that's important to know all by itself. In the Rosh is Mefurish that he learns that Zen Nenev Zelich Chaser is because of Midas Toim. That's what he learns Agamor, like the Ritzvah. That's a Yidi all by itself. It's Mefurish in Ritzvah. Call Zen Nenev Zelich Chaser the Kaifin on Midas Toim. Where does he see that by Zen Nenev Zelich Chaser you Kaifin on Midas Toim? It's Gemara anyway, that Zen Nenev Zelich Chaser is Kaifin on Midas Toim? Yeah, he saw it in Agamor. Because he read Agamor like the Ritzvah, that the reason why Zen Nenev Zelich Chaser is Potter is because of Kaifin on Midas Toim. So the Rosh is like the Pnei Yeshua, like the Ritzvah. That he's learning Agamara, that it goes with Zen Enev Zelich Chaser. So he says, so you see that the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong? Because you see this Zen Enev Zelich Chaser, even though you can make a profit, but profits is the fact that you can make a profit doesn't get you out of Midas Toim. The fact that you can make a profit by being, by insisting on the Shur Sadin, you weren't chaser or anything. You weren't chaser anything, nothing happened to you. You weren't planning to rent out the field anyway. Now you're going to be tevei somebody for sleeping for being netted from the field that you weren't going to rent out anyway. So Rashi holds that that's a midas stein. That's a midas stein. You weren't chaser. You're going to take somebody to that's a midas stein. You should. And I've been at times and no, it's not a midas stein. Rashi holds it's a midas stein because you didn't have a loss. And I've been at times and no, it's not a midas stein because you want to have a profit. The Rosh holds like Rashi. And the Rosh learns like Gemara that it goes with Kaifin on Midas Toim. And he asks in Rabbeinu Tam. I think, that's what I'm saying. I think from that this machlek is how to learn Pshat in Gemara. It depends on how to learn Pshat in Gemara Baba Basra. If you learn Pshat in the Gemara Baba Basra like Rashi, that Kaifin on Midas Toim is whenever that as long as you don't have a hefset, it's a Midas Toim to insist on a girl. Then you can learn Agamar also that it has to do with Midas Toim. You were in Chaser, it's a Midas Toim to be Tevelega. But if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam in that Gemara, that Lahalacha, since we hold like Rabbi Yosef, it's not a Midas Toim to try to make a profit. So then you can't learn Agamar else Midas Toim. That's the Rosh's Kasha in Rabbeinu Tam, because the Rosh learned Agamar else Midas Toim. He says, what Midas Toim? It's not a Midas Toim to turn a profit. Here the guy has an easy profit. Somebody slept in his field. He doesn't. Nobody asked him permission. The guy went and slept in his field in his chotzer last night without any permission. So it's true he didn't have any loss because he wasn't planning to rent out the field to wherever. The chotzer was standing empty. But here's an opportunity to turn a profit. You can go and charge the guy for the hana. He's a gavad over the megar. He saved himself money. He would have had to go pay money to a boarding house somewhere. So I can make a profit and charge him for the hana, which is al pi din is certainly such a thing. You know, Shem Bishus Rabbim, you can charge the guy for the Hanah. So why can't I charge him for the Hanah? What me the stone? What are you telling me the stone? Because I wasn't chosid, but I want to make a profit. So according to Rebbeinu Tam, it doesn't make sense to learn a Gemara to ask me the stone. So I think Enechirami, according to Rebbeinu Tam, you have to learn that Pshat and Gemara has nothing to do with me the stone. Zen Enev is like chosid, but for a different reason. Maybe like Rav Shimon, because you can't be Tavei the Hanah if maybe it's like Mamash and Eitoim. If you're not chosid, you don't have standing to make a Tviyah. But I complain, nothing to do with Midas stone. And then it's Kvaldik Mechuvin. We have now the Shechidush and Talmud Rebbeinu Tam. So he goes through the whole Gemara by Rikos and Baba Basra. Well, Rikos, he says. Since it came up already, let's talk about it. And he goes to the whole Sugim of Abbasar, how Rabbeinu Tam, and he learns the Sugim of Abbasar of Derech Rabbeinu Tam. And then he says, Lamashi Pirish Rashi, at the very end, Lamashi Pirish Rashi, Malinan Kenichsi Devei Bar Meryoin, because sometimes Zu Misbareches Yesim Izu, that all the sugars are talking about the same case, and whatever the fields are equal, then you taki, then taki, you give it to the bar mitzvah because of midas time. B'kitzur, he learns according to Rashi that all the cases they're talking about with this bar mitzvah, and the cases are increasingly equal fields. First it was the make shaman field, that's not so equal. Then you have the field two nigras, that's more equal. Then you have one nigra that they share, that's the most equal. And so we learned the sugya that if you can get to the point where the two fields are mamish equal, then we're talking kaifan on me this time. So he says, Lufi Pirish Rashi, that when it's Chuvai Rachad Nigra Kaifan, Hainu Hecha De'ika Chod HaMetzu Didei V'Roitzu L'Livir Roitzu L'Chelkoi. Okay, you know what? They changed in this version. I have it the old kind of. They changed the gears over. I want to take a better look. So take a look. We'll come back to this tomorrow. See what he's saying. He's addressing this issue, this Talmud of Anatom, but it's not so clear. It's not at all clear what he's saying. So I thought I knew what he's saying. Now I see they changed the gear. So he said, I don't want to commit myself. But take a look. Talmud of Anatom at the end of Chof and Aleph. He's mamish mesiachis to coin to coin. How does the Machlokes Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam impinge on the Pshat and Ar and Agamah? So what exactly is he saying about it? But this, it's the parallel thing to the Tshuvas HaRosh.
Okay. Hey, I thought to Rav Shimon, how he learns it's suffered in the Gemara, in the Chasid, if the Hana itself doesn't have a come to that.
I don't.